Another production that I want to bring your attention to this week is just loaded with a bunch of songs that I know are going to bring back a million memories for you. And that includes, if we can get the computer to cooperate, that includes this one. The WGN Disco Glitter Ball is twirling furiously here in our Allstate Showcase studio this morning as we present to you the cast of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, based on the classic motion picture. This time in this production, playing Bernadette, is the great Honey West. Honey, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. How are you?
A Chicago legend.
Well, I've been around.
That's what they say when people have been around for a while.
That's it.
You are a legend. Jordan Phelps plays Tick in the production. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
And also Luke Meyer-Dirks, who plays Adam in the production. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Glad to be here.
Nice to have all of you here with us. The three that take the bus ride that never ends.
Never ends. That's right.
I haven't seen the show yet. I will admit I'm going to come and see it soon.
Yes.
Fortunately, just extended, so
did,
we all have a little more time. But when I first heard that you guys that this was being produced at the Pride Arts Center on North Broadway, I thought, you know, how has this not been done in Chicago before? And what fun, you know, in these times where everybody's yelling at each other and everybody's mad at each other, to just come to a show and have some fun. It's got to be a blast. Are you getting that from audiences?
We are. We are absolutely are. You know, whether they're 22 or 82, the things that are still poignant from the movie, with the homophobia and the bashing and prejudice and violence, is still the heart of the show, as it was in the movie. And it's even more important today. You know, sometimes themes like that get dated, but it's actually pretty topical right now. So.
Yeah. How much does the film influence you? I mean, had you seen the film when you guys, you know, signed up to do this? Were you familiar with it?
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it influences a lot. I mean, the story is very similar.
Yeah.
A lot more music, a lot more glitter. But the characters are the same, and the idea of, I think, you know, being an outsider is again, so poignant. But I think it translates from screen to stage very easily. Mm-hmm. And I think people know the characters, know the kind of ideas, and so, you know, when Cynthia comes out, they recognize that
sure.
idea and relate to it and love it.
I think people forget, because, you know, it's easy to get, with the feathers and the spangles, it's easy to forget how much heart and how much really beautiful moments are in the show, as was in the movie, and I think they're kind of surprised.
Right, because when you think, when I think of this movie, what I think of is that one scene where the bus is going through the desert, and it's that long, is it a scarf or dress? I don't know what, but it's like that one iconic scene.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And that you just think of, you know, nothing but fun from back in the day. But really, now that you're mentioning this to me, it is bringing back the poignant moments and the touching moments of self-acceptance and being yourself and being true to yourself, however that might be, which
family, extended family, sure,
chosen family,
How was it for you, honey? In particular, I think that most people who know who you are know that you're transgender.
I am.
This is part of this show. Does that make this extra poignant? Does that make it extra?
You know what?
Meaningful?
I think so. But just, you know, I have decades of being, you know, in a diverse community, and I think those experiences have to kind of inform, you know, I've seen a lot of the same things that Bernadette has seen, so it definitely informs the show and what, you know, Bernadette finds love, she's seen homophobia, she's seen violence, and she will kick butt, you know, she really does, so.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about working in this production with Pride Films and Plays. Our friend David Zach, who has worked, you know, for years of putting together, you know, shows that tell important stories. I mean, this is another one that's, you know, touching, poignant, that tells all of that. What does it mean to all of you to be part of
the latest production from Pride Films and Plays.
I think coming from, you know, when I've seen the Broadway musical, I mean, you have this multi-million dollar set pieces and costumes and effects and whatnot, and doing this in
Does David not have multi-million dollar set pieces?
We make it look like $1 million,
right,
I'll tell you.
Right.
But, you know, really stripping it down and putting it in a storefront is something kind of unexpected, and I don't think people ever thought of our new space at, you know, on Broadway to house such a large production, and everyone was always kind of like, how are you gonna pull this off, you know? And I think really stripping it down and focusing on the characters and the interaction and the acting and the story of it is really what brings it home to heart to everybody. And again, you know, in a time right now where people just need a smile on their face, I mean, I see audiences after the show and they just feel so relieved, you know, because they haven't had that in a while. And it's really, and for us as well, I mean, doing the show, you can't help but have a fun time, you know, running frantically around and changing costumes and wigs and stuff.
Right. That's how I felt when I came out of Sweeney Todd yesterday. Same way.
Lighthearted run.
I couldn't wait to get CNN on to hear some cheery news after that.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, and they're going to perform some of the songs from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It's now extended through March 12th. The Pride Arts Center, the new location, is 4139 North Broadway. You can get tickets at pridefilmsandplays.com. Back in a second.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. Raining men. Amen.
1049, Dean Richards.
Hallelujah.
Sunday morning at WGN.
Amen.
Every time I hear this song, I'm still shocked every time that Paul Schaefer, the former band leader on David Letterman, wrote this song. Has been become associated with so many other things through the years, including the 1994 movie Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that is now playing on stage at the Pride Arts Center, 4139 North Broadway in Chicago. Luke Meyerdirks is here with us, Jordan Phelps with us, and the legendary Honey West, all in studio. They're starring in the production with Kaylee Rockwell, who is on piano this morning. What are you guys going to perform for us this morning?
This is it's a Cyndi Lauper song, True Colors.
Oh.
And it's a, a song that happens right after the bus gets vandalized. And we've had a big night in Broken Hill. And this is our processing that moment, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, one of the most touching songs to me of all time, True Colors, from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Take it away, Kaylee.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, like a rainbow. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
That is beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. The very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
For that. What else? We've got a couple little, little mini medley for us here this morning.
Yeah. You know, all three of the characters go on a journey, and sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friendship, extended family, and sometimes it's love. Bernadette loses a love at the beginning, and she finds love in the middle of the desert. And this is the song that that she sings along with Jordan. And you're going to know the song after this weird verse that nobody
does. That mean you want me to join in and sing along?
I would love that. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
I ruined many a performance by trying. Believe me. Take it away.
I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers to the sky. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no!
Wow. At this hour, too. I'm always amazed at how amazing you guys can sound at this hour of the day. Not a natural time of day for singers to come in and belt it out like this. I think we have time for one more. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah, there's a wonderful song that Jordan sings. He's on the whole quest starts as we get on the bus to go find his wife. Is it an ex-wife?
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And well, tell them you have a son.
Yeah. She sort of contacts me at the top of the show, and she says, you know, your son, he's 9 years old. You need to meet this kid. You know, it's been too long. And so she sort of convinces him to make this long journey through the outback, in which he then finds his good two friends to come along with him. So this song is just kind of a reminiscing at the top of the show about all the missed opportunities between him and his son.
Okay, take it away, guys.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you while combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live without you would only be heartbreak for me.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I like, you know, when we have the echo on the reverb.
That's nice.
So, so dramatic.
Sounds a little more central. Hey, everybody, come see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Makes me feel like I'm back on WNUA. Got that smooth jazz feeling again. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is now just extended through March 12th at the Pride Art Center at 4139 North Broadway in Chicago. Tickets available through pridefilmsandplays.com. You guys are having a great time. Really a lot of fun,
yeah,
right?
So much.
Too much fun, almost.
Too much fun. Tone down the fun there at the show, please, if possible. It's Honey West and Jordan Phelps and Luke Meyer-Dirks. Nice job, Kaylee Rockwell. Let's hear it for Kaylee. A great job on the keyboard here this morning, guys. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.